WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a person in California has now become the first in the U.S. to have an identified case of the Omicron variant of COVID-19, according to U.S. officials. This comes as scientists continue to study the risks posed by the new strain of the virus. The Biden administration moved late last month to restrict travel from South Africa, where the variant was first identified and had been widespread. There are no immediate plans, though, to implement restrictions or lockdowns in an effort to curb the spread of COVID in New Jersey, despite growing concerns over the new Omicron variant that can spread more easily. During a public event in Camden Tuesday, Governor Murphy says there's not enough information about the variant known to trigger any new mandates right now, but that doesn't mean things could change. Only in the event the FDA needs more data, as it requested with regard to side effects for 5 to 11-year-olds, would current clinical trials for the COVID-19 vaccine seen in children from 6 months to 4 years old be expanded. Dr. Sunanda Gower of Rutgers Robert Wood Johnson Medical School says she thinks this is unlikely because the Pfizer dose that's being tried out right now is so small.
It's 3 micrograms, which it was 10 for the 5 to 11 and 30 for the older age groups and adults.
Parents who might want to volunteer their children can fill out a form available at nj1015.com. Rutgers will be notifying those selected by December 13th. They paused their trial once they met their allotment of participants, but are now trying to boost nationwide numbers, which have not yet met the FDA's overall target. This portion of the news is made possible by Indeed. With Indeed Instant Match, just sponsor a post and immediately receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit indeed.com/credit. A 17-year-old boy is the fourth student to now die in the Michigan school shootings. A 15-year-old sophomore opened fire at Oxford High School a day earlier for reasons still unknown. Among the victims were a 16-year-old boy who died in the deputy's patrol car on the way to the hospital. A 14-year-old girl has been placed on a ventilator after surgery. The boy's father bought the gun used in the shootings, but it's not clear why. In Egg Harbor Township, a 10-year-old boy had to be flown to a hospital after suffering serious injuries in a pickup truck accident. Authorities say the child was struck on Spruce Avenue near the corner of 4th Avenue Tuesday afternoon after he walked directly into the lane of travel. The driver has not been charged. A legislative panel signed off Tuesday on spending $435 million from a debt avoidance surplus funds on various projects in South Jersey, including $310 million related to the New Jersey Wind Port, the effort to make Salem County the center of the East Coast offshore wind industry.
By essentially paying as we go, we'll save and carry costs over time. These are very, very easy to make the public argument that these are all very good public investments.
Assemblyman John Berzicelli says the state should have its first veterinary school, so $75 million is provided to Rowan University to create one. He says Rutgers passed on the idea. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com, click on podcast. Up and down temps the rest of the week. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Weekday mornings, share your first cup of coffee with Bill Spadia. Watch him on Facebook and listen to him on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5, 204, New Jersey fast traffic.
Now beginning to see some afternoon volume now heading up 287 out of Piscataway. Starts just after exit 7, goes up for a stop or two, then should break loose into Bridgewater. Parkway traffic moving along fairly well so far this afternoon. A slight southbound delay at the entrance ramp back onto the parkway at 145. That's if you're hopping off from 280. And Route 80, this is the tough delay out to Patterson. It's westbound construction from exit 59 out to 58. Definitely slow west of the Garden State Parkway. Looks like they cleared away a crash on Route 17 in Paramus. Southbound lanes reopen at Midland Ave. And definitely still slow in Cherry Hill. You've got construction on Route 70 eastbound, right lane blocked back out to 295. Also, don't forget, Turnpike car lanes, the northbound off-ramp, is blocked at exit 14 for afternoon construction. The crossings still look pretty good. Delays under 5 minutes at the Hudson and Delaware River. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 218. I'm Jeff Fromm on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5. Weekdays we talk, and weekends we jingle bell rock.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes will keep your holiday weekends moving.
Having a wonderful Christmas time.
Thanks to our sponsor, State Theater New Jersey, creating extraordinary experiences through the power of live performance. New Jersey's greatest holiday hits. Listen weekends on our free app and on NJ1015.com.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. There is a warm-up on the way. Unfortunately, it will come with some clouds and raindrops. Even more unfortunately, the warmth will only last a day. We are going to get wet tonight around a light rain likely sweeping through the state. Low temperatures fall to around 40 degrees. We will stay above freezing tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild. Highs 55 to 60. There is a chance of an additional rain shower in North Jersey tomorrow afternoon and evening. On Friday, we flip right back to cold and blustery weather. Mostly sunny. Highs back down to 45 to 50. Looks dry and chilly this weekend with highs mainly in the 40s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Salem, it's 52, Springfield 56, Atlantic Highlands 50 degrees, fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.